Yes, the football season has started, and Norwich City has been in the news almost every day. They lost their first home match, but then won in the EFL Cup at Watford. Lauren Hemp, one of the Lionesses' stars, appeared at the beginning of Saturday's match. A new book about the Canaries has just been published. Gerald's has returned as a Canary sponsor, and the club has launched a bid to make its fan zone permanent. Sarah will start with a report from Tuesday's victory.
Not perfect by any stretch, but however you cut it, a marked step forward, in short order, from how Liam Manning City were subdued by the urgings of Millwall at Carrow Road. That bodes well moving into the meat of this season, if the new head coach and his charges can problem solve in quick order. Norwich were excellent on the ball as an attacking unit in the first half of this cup win at Vicarage Road. With Papa Amadou Diallo setting the tone, they had dynamism, pace and thrust. Watford looked the sluggish part of the equation to help amplify that added speed. Norwich seemed to move the ball through a back three into a centre midfield which had copious time and space for Mirko Topic and Marcelino Nunes. But Manning might derive as much pleasure from the second half, that like Millwall, saw a stinging response in terms of intensity and aggressive edge from the Hornets. Jacob Wright and Ben Cressine were dumped to the turf in robust tackles early in the second period. And when Kwadwo Bass fired home, it set up a tense finish. Crosses were pumped low and high into Dan Grimshaw's penalty area, but Norwich resisted. Now they must take that attacking edge and defensive resolve and put it through the Fratton Park mixer this weekend.
Lionesses star Lauren Hemp was given a roaring reception at Carrow Road on the first day of the new football season. England defeated Spain on penalties in the Euro 2025 final last month in what was Hemp's second European Championship triumph. Hemp was paraded onto the pitch before Norwich City's Championship game against Millwall. The 24-year-old, wearing a green and yellow Norwich scarf, was given a hero's welcome by the Canaries faithful. The England winger, fresh from adding another glittering chapter to her career, had returned to Norfolk to unveil a Sanders coach named in her honour in North Walsham.
A new book about the commercialisation of football, told through five decades of Norwich City history, has been released. Cutting the Mustard tells a story of how modern-day football fans have become consumers, with billionaires and foreign states buying up their clubs and young people being priced out of attending matches. Author Robin Ireland's latest book explores how the explosion of the Premier League onto television screens in 1992, fueled by lucrative broadcasting and sponsorship deals, has led to the commercialisation of the nation's favourite sport. From the gloom of the 1970s and disasters of the 1980s, to the brave new world of 90s football and the riches of the 21st century's Big Six, Cutting the Mustard is an insight into how football has been affected by the economic and social changes of the last half a century. A book launch took place at Carrow Road's Legends Lounge in the South Stand.
A major Norfolk brand has returned to Carrow Road after a nine-year hiatus. The South Stand has once again been decked out with the Gerald's name as part of a new innovative partnership. Gerald's will also feature on the sleeves of the Norwich City women's training shirts, and the club will continue to have a retail space in the London Street store. Nick Stephen Jones, Chief Executive Officer of the Gerald Group, said, "For many Norwich City fans, the South Stand has never stopped being the Gerald Stand, so having our name back on the building feels very right. The South Stand at Carrow Road was known as the Gerald Stand between 2004 and 2016.
Norwich City has launched a bid to make its fan zone outside Carrow Road permanent. The club has lodged an application with City Hall for a change to its premises licence, which only permits the sale of alcohol in its outdoor areas when it is hosting a concert. The club opened its fan zone outside the ticket office at the beginning of the last season and has been serving alcohol there under a temporary agreement with the council. Under the new plans, Norwich City is seeking permission to sell alcohol outside for 3 hours before kick-off on the day of any home match in order to keep the arrangement in place. Norwich City Football Club's existing premises licence permits the outside areas of the stadium to be used for the sale of alcohol for a maximum of 3 days a year, and only on days when a music concert is taking place in the grounds. The concerts hosted at the stadium in recent years include Take That in 2024, Arctic Monkeys in 2023, and The Killers and Elton John in 2022. However, there are no events on this scale planned for this year. Norwich City Council's planning committee described the club as a professional and sensible body that had considered the concerns expressed by locals who had feared an increase in disruptive behaviour in the area.